When I describe my own research interests, I often say that I'm a tropical botanist, but I also had a very, very broad based education as a graduate student, so I had received a lot of training in ecology and genetics and population biology. And what I'm trying to do here is to sort of bring together in this project on TREMA these different disciplines, both the ecology and bring it together with the research done here, which is into systematics, some of which has a genetic component or a molecular component. Most people who are actually studying the maintenance of biodiversity are beginning to sort of look for other ways that this might occur. And some have suggested a lot of this may just be a random process. It's only what happens to be near a particular area that a plant can get established, only those individuals that are near that can send offspring. And since most species have very limited dispersal distances, that is, the animals or wind can only move their seeds a limited area, they may be constrained from occupying all of the habitats. So this is another kind of ecological explanation for why you can get so many species in one area. There are many theories of how speciation actually happens, and one of them is geographical isolation. Two species are found in different locations, then over time they develop different isolating mechanisms, which means that should their ranges overlap in the future, they can't breed. But then there are other explanations, because some species are thought to develop even within the same area, which is called sympatric speciation.